to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are clear right now, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I had a bit of a thrill yesterday. My wife and I were on our way down to the local computer store, and I actually got recognized. We were talking to this teacher that we met in the parking lot and just randomly started a conversation. And when I gave her a card for the radio show and website, she said, "I thought that was you. I recognize your voice, and I listen to your show all the time. So if you're listening right now, you know who you are." And we got to basically commiserating about the damage to Hawaii that has been done by the TSA. And I was sharing the story of how my laptop got dropped and destroyed by TSA. And apparently she and her son have had an iPad and some other personal electronic device just sort of mysteriously disappear into the bowels of the TSA luggage inspectors and so forth. And she was telling me this story that it's typical of the abuses that we get at the hands of the blue shirts. Where she had been vacationing and had bought an original piece of artwork and obviously did not want to check it as checked baggage, because checked baggage is run by a bunch of gorillas wearing TSA uniforms and things get broken. So she wants to take it on the airplane, and the TSA tells her she's not allowed to take the picture frame because it's made out of wood. And wood can be used as a stick with which to hit people. And she wound up apparently having to remove the artwork from the frame and roll it up to take it onto the plane with her, which, as you probably, if you're an artist, you understand, that will damage and weaken the paint on the canvas. And it was a terrible, terrible situation where they say, oh, yes, you could take the frame apart and use it as a stick. All right, well, I have a question here. What does the TSA do about crutches or canes that people need to simply get around? Those could be used as weapons. Are you going to take them down and take them away and make these people crawl under the airplane? Steel-toed shoes. Are you going to have them take those off and just go barefoot? Is everybody going to have to fly naked at some point? A lot of things can be used as a weapon. Airline food is pretty lethal in and of itself. Take this plane to Havana or I'll throw these mashed potatoes in your face and that'll teach you. It's just completely over the top here. And we were just sad at the utter financial destruction that has been visited on Hawaii by the TSA. TSA has done more damage to us than any 100 Osama bin Ladens, even if he hadn't died in late 2001. And then come back as a zombie so that Obama could kill him last year. There are things in an airline. I remember right after 9/11 when we were flying up to Montreal. So I could give a presentation there. And we went through this heightened security, and they were taking things off our key rings and our shoes and all the rest of that stuff. We get on the airplane, and they serve our in-flight meal. It's a steak dinner, complete with a steel steak knife. Ooh, gee, there's some good planning for you. Anybody who's a trained black belt martial artist has his weapons with him. Are you going to start saying people with martial arts training are not allowed on airplanes? Are you going to ban martial arts because, after all, they're training to be Iranian ninja girls? 'To not recognize that this is a work of art and it's a stretched canvas in a frame and so forth and so on, it's just absurd. You know, on some of those artworks, the frames are actually worth a lot more money sometimes than the canvases if it's an antique piece. So it's a great deal of silliness. But it's making Michael Chertoff and his investors in Congress rich, so better not argue. If you're against pillaging the American people, then the terrorists are going to win, or some such nonsense as that. Anyway, to my little teacher that we met in the parking lot the other day, and I'm not going to name you because I don't want the Department of Education down on your case, thank you very much for saying hello, and I hope TSA leaves you alone in the future. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're back to pounding on this Zimmerman case and how his family had to testify by phone out of fear for their lives. And they're turning this into a melodrama. And the latest thing they're saying is the police don't know who started the fight. Yeah, actually, they do. It's right there on the 911 tape. The cop says, we don't need you to follow him. And so if Zimmerman chose to continue to follow Trayvon Martin, then obviously that was the initiating situation. I really don't want to get into this case, who's right and who's wrong, because I am absolutely convinced this thing is being fanned up as a media distraction. Because the corporate media doesn't want to report on anything else. They want to find some way to keep you from thinking about the economy and the skyrocketing prices in the supermarkets and the gas pump. They want to keep you thinking about all the wars and obviously getting ready to go into Syria. The fact that we are losing in Afghanistan. So it's going to be all Zimmerman all the time. You thought you've heard enough, but we've got more to give you. And in between that, just to make it a little less obvious, that's what they're doing. They're running this story about the abuse of sexual abuse of children in Hollywood, which I'm sure is going to make all the Catholic clergy breathe a sigh of relief. And they had somebody on there saying, we have to have laws to protect children in Hollywood. Well, you guys, there are laws. They're not always enforced. But the laws are already there. We don't need new laws. That's always been a problem. Every time something goes wrong, we need more laws. There were laws. They weren't being enforced. Well, we'll enforce the new ones, even though we didn't enforce the old one. Same thing with the SEC. Every time they have another financial fraud, we have to have new legislation because that's what we're paid for, and that's what you elect us for, is to always come up with new legislation. Actually, no. We elected you and we paid you to fix the roads and bridges and telephones and power and keep the nation running, not sit in there in your Sodom on the Potomac and act like you're in control of the situation, because you're not. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Aaron in Los Angeles. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, I agree with you on all those points. Hey, you said something earlier about the, refusing to fund these wars and the bombs and stuff like that. I was just wondering, because you, how can we refuse when, you know, every time we get paid, they take out payroll tax. And the thing is, I mean, you can't simply walk into HR and say, hey, I don't want to pay my taxes. And then also, you know, when we purchase, like, gas and groceries and stuff, the taxes are there. You can't tell the cashier, hey, I'll pay for the grocery, but I'm not going to pay for the taxes because you won't get your groceries. So, I mean, I was wondering if you can elaborate a little bit on that, on how we could somehow.
Stop buying anything that's optional. Stop buying anything that's optional. Stop going to movies. Stop buying new clothes. Stop buying things that you absolutely do not need for your immediate livelihood. Take the maximum allowable deductions. Just any way that you can gum up the system and basically start sending the message. And it doesn't really matter how much you reduce your actual payment into the system. You know, you simply go out and you start saying, I'm not going to pay for Wall Street's crimes. You cancel your credit cards. You pay them off. You take your money out of the bank. You basically start disconnecting from the system any way that you possibly can.
Awesome. Yeah. That,
okay,
that,
start sending that message. We're not going to pay anymore. And the government has no... Go back and read your Constitution, people. They're nowhere in there. Is the government given the authority to take money from you to save businesses and corporations from their own stupidity and criminality? It isn't in there. And yes, the government is going to start coming down hard on anybody who says we should stop paying for all this nonsense. They're coming down hard on Cindy Sheehan right now. But if you just, you know, the American people, by and large, they're making the same mistake the Germans did in the 1940s. If I just sit here and I pay my taxes and I don't say anything about all the evil I see in front of us, well, then maybe it'll pass me by. And it didn't work out. Look what happened to the German people at the end of World War II. That is what's going to happen here unless we, the people, remember this is our country and we move to bring this government and this corporatocracy back under the control of the people. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
You know, hanging in there for a Friday.
You know, the thing is, I remember back in 2004, 2005, when I lived in Florida. I didn't live far from where Jessica Lunsford was kidnapped and buried alive. And I remember John Cooter talking about he was let out of prison early and all that stuff. And you know, the thing is, you know, they didn't enforce the laws. Paroling this guy. They didn't force the laws, nothing, and he went out and recommitted a sex crime. And yet my cousin, since 1998, is still in prison for 2 ounces of pot.
Somebody sent me a cartoon the other day about two prisoners sitting side by side, and the first one says, you know, I got 3 months for defrauding investors of billions of dollars, and the guy next to him says, I got 6 years for a marijuana cigarette. And it absolutely is true, but the amazing thing is it's all about protecting vested financial interests. We know that there's a huge drug industry in this country that is very much tied up with the government itself, has been ever since the CIA was running in heroin from Kunsaz heroin during Vietnam. We remember Iran-Contra and that whole scandal. Obama just came out with his new drug enforcement policy that's specifically targeting meth. Because you can make meth locally, and that means it's cutting into the profits of anything that's imported from other countries by the CIA, like cocaine, and it's all about protecting the money. And remember, the lesson that was learned politically during Prohibition is when you make something illegal, you make it much more profitable. And that's why we have this, you know, brain-dead drug enforcement policy in this country. And the reality is people who are being caught with drugs right now, they're really not going to jail. I'm sorry for your family member there, but out here in Hawaii, and I'm sure this is true for probably most of the other states, the court system is so full, the jails are so full, that when they catch somebody, you know, with a crack pipe or something, they do some paperwork on him and he's back on the streets. And it's just completely out of control here.
Well, it's just the thing as with the Jessica Lunsford situation, they said, oh, we need a new law for this or that. And when you look at the legislation, it really had nothing to do with going after sex offenders. It's just more government control on everybody. And probably just about one-tenth about going after sex offenders, maybe an ankle bracelet or something like that. But that doesn't work.
No, it really doesn't. I remember a story where they put an ankle bracelet on this guy with a prosthetic leg, and they put the ankle bracelet on the prosthetic leg, so he changed legs and just went where he wanted to go. I mean, really, you know, the people who work for government, they're not known for their intellectual prowess. It's just the reality there. And again, that is very much clear in Sybelle Edmonds' book, Classified Woman, what she reveals about the inner workings of the FBI, and you're wondering, how did they ever get Dillinger. Alrighty, anything else for you?
Well, I'm just saying we don't need no more laws. We just need to enforce the ones that are on the books.
And we need to enforce them equally across all levels of society. That's the problem. The only real crime in the United States of America is poverty. And the poor are persecuted by the legal system, and the rich get away very often literally with murder. And, again, it's, you know, a white-collar crime costs the American people something like 100 times the losses from street crime. And yet street criminals are pursued and thrown in jail, and with rare exceptions like Bernie Madoff with the loot, the white-collar criminals get a free pass. And the only reason Bernie Madoff went to jail was he was screwing members of his own particular ethnic group. Remember when the news came out, the shock, he was cheating his fellow Jews. Like, that was the crime instead of just the fact that he was a cheat to begin with. Then we have all these other people who just got away with it scot-free because the U.S. government decided in 2008 it was going to be better to loot the American people and buy back all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities so that we could protect the trustworthiness and creditworthiness of the American financial system. Didn't work. The ratings agencies are already starting to downgrade it. The SEC is going out and trying to slap around the ratings agencies, and we recognize it for what it is. It's cheap retaliation. All righty. Yeah, go ahead.
I just can't wait till this banking system collapses. Instead of giving the bankers more power, we'll just point the finger saying, you did it.
Yeah, we have to start point. We can point the fingers now and say, it's your fault. And the money junkies are already out there trying to say, no, no, it's a communist conspiracy. It's space aliens and a UFO. It's the Illuminati, it's whatever. But no, it isn't. The destruction of the American society began in 1913, and it began with this abomination called a privately owned central bank loaning the public currency at interest, which by design buries a nation in unpayable debt. It's designed to do that.
Well,
and the president and the Congress sold us into slavery to the bankers, and it's time for an emancipation.
Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Have a good weekend as well. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this polio vaccine campaign that was kicked off by Bill Gates wanting to go out and prove that he was a wonderful philanthropist and a human being and did all this grants to get this polio vaccine made and distributed down in India. And it has triggered a horrible, horrible medical crisis. They're calling it non-polio acute flaccid paralysis. Now, this is a very serious illness that is usually caused by polio, but appears to now be triggered by this polio vaccine, untested, that is being pumped into the children of India as part of this campaign. And now the government of India is going to have to pay for the continued medical care of these kids. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Sing a song of Texas. Working class cancer sore. Be in Boston Harbor. And Revolutionary War. Of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes. Let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And okay, now I get it. Dan was trying to share a joke with me about on this day in history, Hitler got so high that he crashed an oil rig into a high school and killed some bullies. And apparently it's because today is Stoner Day, it's Hitler's birthday, oil tanker crash, Columbine, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, you Nazi, fill in your own word, happy birthday to you. All right, that's over and done with. Getting back to this polio vaccine situation. Vaccines originally served a useful purpose in protecting the human population from illness, but like everything else in our society, has been twisted and perverted and mutated into just another money junkie scam to take money from you to buy a product you probably don't even really need, and in many cases have proven to be harmful. Doctors got tired of treating sick people. Sick people, if they don't get well, they sue. So let's sell medication to people who are already healthy. And while a few vaccines are demonstrably beneficial in protecting the human population, many are not. We reported a couple of weeks ago about how children who were giving the whooping cough vaccine were more likely to then catch the illness. And we seem to have gone back to the days of the traveling Wild West medicine show. It's almost a cultural icon. plays a very large part in this Dustin Hoffman movie, Little Big Man, which is a very fun movie if you've never seen it. And as a matter of fact, many years ago when I was working as a street character for the Busch Gardens in Van Nuys before they shut down, we had a medicine wagon that we used to do shows off the back of. So it's almost an American icon. And the model of the business was very simple. You drive this very pretty painted wagon with all sorts of visual attractions on it into the middle of town. You'd crank down that backstage. You know, you'd have some Indians and some dancing girls, and you'd get everybody, and then you'd say, out there on the far prairie, there's a plague that is laying waste to the Native Americans, and it will be here soon unless you buy this bottle of Dr. Mike's Fix-Em. And you'd sell a bunch of these bottles, which had water and cactus juice and pepper and whatever else in it, nothing of any real benefit. And you'd get your money, they'd drink the medicine, you'd drive away, the plague wouldn't show up because it didn't exist in the first place, and everybody'd go home happy. And the traveling Wild West medicine showman would be making his money. It was called the patent medicines, and it persisted as part of the medical culture. Even as late as when I was a boy, they still had, Geritol, cures iron poor tired blood. It was complete nonsense. Came from the same era as zapping you with electricity to improve your dandruff. So now we have this situation where vaccines have become a multi-billion dollar business. They are protected from lawsuits by the Homeland Security Act. And we have Bill Gates, a known population control advocate, I might add, used his money to kick off this vaccination program in India. And it has triggered an epidemic of what is called, let me go back and look at the name, non-polio acute flaccid paralysis. Now, the interesting thing is, from the clinical point of view, you cannot tell the difference between polio and this NPAFP. The symptoms are identical. In other words, these kids got a polio vaccination shot, and they're suffering symptoms identical to polio. That it is not polio is a matter of a fine technical point. Apparently, NPAFP is triggered by polio and is the symptom-causing aspect of it. So you may be able to say, technically, these kids don't have polio, but they've got all the symptoms. And they've got all the symptoms. So in the year 2011, because of this vaccine program, India was declared to be polio-free, and yet 47,000 children had come down with this non-polio acute flaccid paralysis. And now the government of India is going to have to pay to keep those kids cared for the rest of their lives. Gee, thanks a lot, Bill. And we thought Vista was nasty. These vaccines are being put out and being used for profit. They're not tested. They don't know if they're going to work. This Gardasil one, for example, the disease it's protecting you against takes 30 years to incubate. They don't actually know that it works. It's a very expensive shot. The doctors get a kickback for every one of the shots they give out. And worse, it's only protecting against a subset of this disease, which your average American has a less than 1% chance of ever being exposed to in their entire life. And they want you to have this shot. And we know that this vaccine and many of the others include an ingredient called polysorbate 80, which is used as a food additive. And when it's a food additive, it's harmless. We don't know the reason it's being put in vaccines, but it is known that when it is injected intravenously into test animals, it interferes with their reproduction. Are these vaccines being forced on our children, and now they're saying boys have to have a vaccine against cervical cancer? Ooh, boy, that makes a lot of sense. Is this the beginning of forced population reduction on us all? We don't know what's going on, except whatever it is, it's making kids sick. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bum 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 again, bum 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 John McCain. What shall we say? Imagine picking things. Say Bob and I land, why don't we all blow it on the day? Bum 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 again, bum 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 again, bum 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 again, bum 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 again. And leave her with two.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's a very interesting story that we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com where people who have been arrested in the United States on all kinds of trumped-up charges and thrown into the prison labor system are working in places like call centers, slaughterhouses, even manufacturing, and they're getting paid about like 93 cents an hour, slave wages, literally. So we're kind of going back here to the 19th century and the era of the company towns. And actually, we've been back in that a lot longer than we realize. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, a company town was a town built and owned entirely by one corporation. They owned the stores, they owned the factory, they owned all the housing. And they would lure workers out to their company towns with the promise of very, very high wages. And so people would go out there on the trains, and they'd move on in, and the company would very generously extend them credit to get moved into a house that was being rented to them by the corporation and a line of credit at the local company store. The only problem was the prices were very high. Well, you know, we're out here in the middle. We have to pay to ship all this stuff out here. And the company towns were set up so that no matter how hard you worked, you could never pay off your debt, and you could never leave the company town until your debt was paid off. and it led to some of the worst labor abuses of the 19th century. It also prompted a lot of folklore and music. The Tennessee Ernie Ford song, 16 Tons, ends with that line, "I owe my soul to the company store." And that was literally the way it was. Ultimately, it was only the threat of a socialist revolution in this country, following the one in Russia, that prompted the industrialists of the United States of America to back off and say, all right, we can't be quite so abusive of the laborers anymore. We got to recognize some labor rights and unions, or we're going to have a communist revolution here, and we'll all lose our money junkie membership cards. Well, now the Soviet Union is gone, and they're not afraid of a communist revolution, and the money junkie attitude is back. And if you really think about it, we got thrown back into that company town mentality all the way back in 1913. Because we had this banking system imposed on us by the private Federal Reserve that is designed, no matter how hard we work and how much we sacrifice, we can never pay off all the debt. It's designed that way. It always creates more debt than it creates the money with which to pay that debt. It turned the entire United States of America into a 19th century company town where the workers are always trapped because they believe the debt is legitimate, no matter how it's arrived at. And they are enslaved by their own beliefs. Well, I think everybody listening to the show would agree that we should not be held bound in slavery by a belief that was sold and subscribed to before we were born. And the fact that Congress voted in the Federal Reserve Act, and President Woodrow Wilson signed it in exchange for the money to become president, doesn't make it legitimate. It is the very sort of usurious, enslaving banking system that we fought a revolution to be free of, only to have a corrupt federal government sell us back into the same system. And so when we hear about this prison labor making 93 cents an hour and living in cages and doing whatever the corporations need to have done, that is the plan for the entire United States of America. Endless enslavement and labor and poverty for the people and riches beyond dreams of the pharaohs to the money junkies. Unless there's the threat of another revolution to force them to back off and say, all right, we need to equalize society a little bit more. See, the problem with money junkies is they're not really thinking very clear. They're not thinking about the fact that for an economic system to work, it must be a system and the money must flow at all levels of society freely. They're not thinking like that. They're thinking about the next fix, the next rush into that artery in the arm, where it all goes to them and nothing for anybody else, and the system locks up and freezes. And we're already seeing it. We're seeing companies going out of business, not because people aren't buying from them, but because people who owe them money for what they bought before can't pay. Why? Because the people who owe them money can't pay. The entire system is strangling itself, and it only underscores the fact that having bankers in charge of the nation's economy makes no more sense than having drug addicts in charge of our pharmacies. And it is time for an intervention. It is time for an intervention. Now, getting back to the medical establishment and the money junkies over there, somebody went back and did a review of 53 of the so-called landmark studies on cancer published in reputable journals over the years, making claims that were used to justify the current orthodoxy of cancer treatment, including radiation and highly toxic pharmaceuticals, chemotherapy. And so C. Glenn Begley, former head of global cancer research at drug giant Amgen, and author of The View, found that 88% of these so-called landmark studies on cancer could not be reproduced. He could not replicate the findings. He could not conduct the experiments and get the same results. Now, remember, prior to the arrival of the human-caused global warming carbon Nazi cult, reproducibility was considered the essence of all scientific research. That if you were going to come out and say A equals B, and you would publish it in a peer-reviewed journal, and the whole idea of the peer review is the peers would go out and conduct the same experiments, and they'd say, we get the same results, therefore we're seeing what you see, and this must be valid, and it must be scientific truth. But as science became corrupted by the money junkies and science began to be turned back into a religion, all worship the guys in the white lab coats and hear and obey what they say, no matter how much nonsense it makes, we're beginning to find that reproducibility has gone away. Now, we already saw that with the global warming cult, with the carbon Nazis, especially when we had this whole ClimateGate situation where the guys screaming about global warming were refusing to put out the raw data, were refusing to reveal their analysis tools, and they took the attitude of, you don't get to review our work. We're scientists. We will tell you what to think. And the whole peer review process was subverted in order to sell a political agenda. And now we're getting this situation where we're coming to understand that the current cancer industry, and it is an industry, multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry, and it doesn't want to find a cancer cure. It is simply looking for cancer treatments they can sell over and over and over and over again to keep you their financial slave for however long the rest of your natural life is going to be. And, of course, your heirs onto whom the accumulated debts for your cancer treatment will be dropped. So now we're finding out 88% of the studies on cancer that were used to basically justify the current methodologies and approach to cancer treatment cannot be reproduced. That is a scandal. That is an epic scandal. And it, of course, it touches me personally because my mother was diagnosed with cancer from the fertilizer and the cigarettes that she was smoking. And I have never been satisfied whether she actually died of that cancer or of the combined radiation and chemotherapy that they gave her. We don't know. And now we're finding out that the orthodox treatments for cancer are based on fraudulent scientific papers. And meanwhile, they're out there saying, no, 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 don't eat apricots. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't go up and do this dichloroacetate or whatever it is they've got that they can't patent and make money off of. And you begin to suspect that the money junkies have so corrupted our entire health establishment, you cannot trust what the medical establishment is putting out at you. And you cannot assume that because the orthodox medical establishment says something is bad, that it actually is. We now know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're lying. They're lying to preserve profitability. They're lying to preserve privilege. And next time you see one of these big pharmaceutical ads on TV where they're just waxing about how this will solve this, this will cure your depression, this will make your hair come back, this will make you more handsome, more virile, more beautiful, make you look younger. And then at the end, they have all those little things about all the bad things that could happen, including you could die from taking this stuff. Whatever happened to that old axiom from Hippocrates? First of all, do no harm. Don't do anything that harms the patient. And you begin to realize that our current medical establishment, for all the shiny, clean equipment they have, it is really not far removed from the last century where they were giving you electric shocks to cure your dandruff. It's just whatever the people can be suckered into paying money for is what gets passed off as medical technology. And you have to wonder, with this possibility that the National Cancer Institutes and the various government health services may have been lying to us all to protect the profitability of certain vested cancer industries, where's the outrage? Where's the government coming in and saying we must investigate? Or even to say we need a new law? Now, we know from ClimateGate that science can be bought. When I worked back at JPL, we used to joke about the golden rule of science. Whoever had the gold was going to make the science. I remember one time when I was working commercial production, Mars Candy came out with this commercial saying that a study by nutritionists had proved a candy bar for lunch was good nutrition. No, it didn't. Mars simply went out and found some scientists who, in exchange for a grant, would make that statement. And it never passed peer review, and it was never published. But Mars Candy could go out on TV and say, yes, we have scientific research that eating sugar and peanuts for lunch is good, healthy nutrition. So it's rather sad, and it is a reminder of a very simple truth. Scientific method is a very valid means to determine what truth is, but individual scientists are just as easy to corrupt with money as politicians and clergy and anybody else. Individual scientists are human beings. That's the reason there is a scientific method. Scientific method is an admission up front that individual scientists can make mistakes. Individual scientists can be bought. Individual scientists can be coerced. Individual scientists can be lured into making mistakes by their ambitions and desire for fame and recognition and Nobel Prizes. And we've seen a lot of really bad mistakes made in the name of science. And we need to go back to looking at scientific method as a tool for our own lives rather than relying on some con artist wearing a white lab coat. Ever notice on TV commercials about various products how they'll have somebody in a white lab coat? That's become the new robe of the priesthood. Oh, they're wearing a white lab coat. They must be honest in telling us the truth. Of course not. It's a white lab coat. That's all it is. And the human being inside it is no more moral, no more honorable, no better behaved than the guys at the front of the church wearing those robes. We know from the pedophilia scandal that's not true. They're just more people, as good or as bad as the rest of us. They put on a costume to convince you that you should listen to them. And you shouldn't. Not for global warming, not for what the best possible medical care is for you, and certainly not for the morality regarding little children. Meanwhile, over in Minnesota, they've had another disaster regarding the green technology. Oh, we're going to be green. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Apparently, taxpayers in Minnesota ended up paying $70 million more than they needed to for electricity in 2011 because of these green energy mandates. Oh, you must put up windmills. You must do this. You must subsidize that. And as a result, the taxpayers in Minnesota paid more than they needed to for their energy. This seems to be the model for American business these days, forcing people to pay more money for less product, regardless of what it is. More money for less gas, more money for less food, more money for less electricity. That's the model, money junkie thinking. Meanwhile, we're beginning to see more and more reports about how glaciers are actually growing in size, not shrinking. And the carbon Nazis are out there trying to figure out some way that they can deal with the cooling of planet Earth here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Fukushima because there's been a lot of rabble-rousing, a lot of denying. And here's the problem. We know that since the beginning of the Fukushima disaster, that TEPCO, the government of Japan, the government of the United States, General Electric, all the players have been lying to us. And so it allows the public to imagine the worst possible scenario because they know they're not getting the straight dope from the people who are actually in charge. And sadly, for too many cases, the worst-case scenario turned out to be true. And there are some exaggerated claims that are being made around the net, but on the other hand, Asahi Television has been broadcasting pictures of mutated plants in Tokyo, just plants that are growing out of the ground that are showing the signs of radiation-induced mutations, and they're asking their audience to send in more pictures as they find mutated life forms around Tokyo. This is a very sore subject for the Japanese because they are the only nation on Earth to have been hit with a nuclear bomb, two of them as a matter of fact. They're very sensitive to the issue of radiation, not just because of the atomic bombs, but because one of America's South Pacific nuclear tests accidentally irradiated a Japanese fishing boat. And the U.S. government didn't tell them that's what had happened. And so this boat sails back to Japan. The crew is coming down sick. They don't know why. The cargo of fish are sold into the markets of Japan and triggered a major, major epidemic of radiation-induced illnesses. And so the Japanese are very, very justifiably sensitive to this issue of contamination and radiation. And now they're starting to see mutations. We know that a while back there was all these stories about rabbits being born without any ears. And we had TEPCO and the government of Japan coming out and saying, all these kind of things happen all the time spontaneously. There's no reason to suspect there's a problem. Yeah, there is. And we start out by knowing that we are, in fact, being lied to. All righty, let's see. I'm going to have to look at that a little bit later on. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Let's see. All righty, they're still trying to flog this birth certificate nonsense all over the web. I'm having to basically yank stories that are being put up about it. Let me go over this thing one more time. The idea is that the birth certificate Obama has been waving around is likely a forgery, and nobody's arguing with that. The issue is what's behind it. And the claim by the birthers is that Obama was not born here in Hawaii, and therefore he's not eligible to be the president. And this is a nonsensical claim, because if there was anything to this, McCain and Hillary would have used it back to keep him from being in the White House. So when we come back for the last segment of our show today, I'm going to go over again in detail what my theory is behind the birth certificate. Yeah, there's some deception. It's not enough to disqualify him from office. And worse, he's going to use it to win re-election. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Well, I got the Sunday Wolf as this economy's in a mess. Seems like every local company's singing the theme from Exodus. Maybe a recruiter could figure out as an army of one.
Oh yeah, at 36, sure, that's gonna work.
Just another disgruntled executive with a gun. I've got.
And aloha, America, welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this birth certificate nonsense, birther nonsense. And understand, if you've been listening to my show any amount of time or you read my website, you will know I am absolutely not a fan of Barack Obama. And I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney either. And since they're going to be the candidates this November, I'm not even going to bother voting because I'm tired of picking the lesser of two evils because it's still evil. And it's a stupid way to run a country. But this birth certificate nonsense, if there had been anything to it at all, John McCain would have used it. Hillary would have used it to get Obama out of the way so that they could sit in that center seat. So that alone tells you this is a distraction. The reason I think it is being fanned up right now is that Obama is planning on using this himself. They're going to fan up this thing, oh, he's not an American, he's this, he's that. And the reality behind this whole certificate thing, as near as I can determine, is that President Obama, who was born in the 1960s, is a love child. And that Barack Obama Sr. is not his biological father. A gentleman by the name of Frank Marshall Davis is Barack Obama's real father. And I have a comparison picture on my article about Obama the love child, which I've just bumped up to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, showing Barack Obama Sr., President Obama, and Frank Marshall Davis side by side, and I think it's going to be pretty clear, you know, which family tree is producing the present nut. So, you know, love child in the 60s is no big deal. Happened to a lot of people. It's not a big deal. But Frank Marshall Davis was an American, and under that scenario, President Obama is still a natural-born citizen qualified to be the president. Now, Frank Marshall Davis is a little embarrassing. Now, he's referred to in Obama's biography as a family of the friend. It was all that one little circle here. Frank Marshall Davis met Obama's mother when they were both students at the University of Hawaii. Frank Marshall Davis earned his money as a photographer of scantily clad young women. And he was also a rabid communist, which was a bit of an embarrassment for a young and upcoming American politician. And that may have been the reason they just said, well, we don't need to admit to the fact that Obama was born on the wrong side of the blanket. And for an upcoming politician, that kind of thing is no big deal. And the reason Hillary and McCain couldn't use it is because it makes them look like they're slinging mud, because Obama has no control over his parenting, over who his parents are, the circumstances of his birth. And so it looks like a petty annoyance. But I think what Obama is planning on doing is he's going to fan this up and get everybody all hot and bothered about birth certificate, and just in time for the November election, he's going to come clean and tearfully say, yes, this is my... These birth certificate people, they're exploiting the memory of my sainted mother, and they're dragging her name through the mud, and blah, 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 maybe even some of her pictures will surface. Actually, I think they already have on the Internet. And they'll say, look at what they're doing to my mother, and basically ride the tide of public sympathy into his second term. I think that's the reason they're trying to revive this dead horse yet one more time. All right, that's it for our show. We will be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, have a good weekend. Stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, support Republic Broadcasting. They need your help. The only way we're going to get the big money corruption out of the media is for the little money to stand up united in the common cause of restoring the Republic. So thank you all very much for the help that you've done to date, and aloha, America.